Good morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Chatter, Desmond Creighton, and Ken Freund. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, trainer, and writer for the automotive industry. He's owned a chain of award-winning transmission shops and is the recipient of the industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years as a master technician, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. Ken's career spans four decades as a vehicle tester, master technician, technical writer, and more. So, sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hey, hey, welcome to the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. I'm Tom Chatter, and I'm joined today by Desmond Creighton, the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions. Good morning, Des.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing today?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm doing great, probably better than I deserve, frankly. And I have Mark Kroll here on my right. Mark owns Southwest Truck and RV. This is your first time here, Mark. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Well, welcome to the show. Mark's one of our newest sponsors. He is our newest sponsor, in fact. And we're happy to have you on board. I've been out to your place, Mark. And we're going to talk a little bit about that later, if that's all right with you.
It is. And since I'm new, I guess I'm still under warranty.
Okay, you're right. Okay, well, anyhow, since this is your first time, we will spend some time with you, learning about you and your business, kind of get your brain in gear so that you're ready for sort of any off-the-wall question. Okay, Mark?
Okay.
All right. But first, I want to talk about last week's show. We had the ladies back again. They hijacked the show. They wouldn't let any of us guys in, so they were in full control. It was hosted, and she did a terrific job, by the way, again, Marilyn Mott from the BBB.
Absolutely.
And our guests were, who's that first one, Desmond?
My wife, Shannon. Shannon Creighton. She runs my shop, so she's an amazing woman.
Yeah, she is. And she sounds so great on the radio. We ought to have her just come in and be part of the team, I think.
Oh, she was so nervous.
But you know what, Desmond? If you're not, if she's not there, you need to be, right?
Absolutely. So, one of us is.
Yep. And another owner's wife was Brianna Lonas of Auto Works, John's wife. Mm-hmm. You know them personally, right?
Absolutely. For about 12 years now.
And that's Auto Works Service and Repair. And by the way, I think you guys travel together, don't you?
Yep. We go to Tennessee a few times a year together. We're always going out to dinners, whatever, hanging out. I was talking to John for about an hour this morning already.
Really?
Yep.
My nose is out of joint. You don't talk to me that much.
I talked to you yesterday.
And then we had Tammy Gage from O'Reilly Auto Parts, and both you guys know Tammy.
Absolutely.
She's wonderful.
Yep.
Yep. She's a wholesale rep for them. And I found out that her husband, what's her husband's name?
Ron.
Ron Gage. They're a team.
Yep. Yeah, he's the outside sales rep, and she runs the wholesale department. I love talking to Tammy. There's no nonsense, and she actually knows what she's talking about. And you can, I need this thingamajig for whatchamacallit, and it'll show up right.
Yeah. You know, now that I met Ron just by phone, I haven't met him in person yet. I was over at Mark's shop, actually, and he hooked me up on the phone with him. Now that I met him, he's a pretty engaging guy. I think we ought to have him on as a guest. What do you guys think?
I'm okay with that.
We'll have him do a guest shot one of these weeks.
Yeah, he'd rock it.
So rounding out the group with a little different spin, we had Angela Smith back. Angela did a terrific job when she was on as a guest 1 week. She's with Comparian Insurance here in Prescott, and she taught us all about things to avoid and how to save money on your car insurance. And she had some tips for everybody last week, too.
Yep. Shannon came back because she's like, we're making some changes. Knock yourself out. Make sure we're covered.
Well, great. I just think Angela's terrific. In fact, I invited her to be a regular on the program.
Nice.
But actually, her company said no. They can't spare her that often. So anyhow, but that's a good thing. I mean, she's a pretty vital person.
Absolutely.
Actually, Drive Time's lady listeners were part of the reason for that, and the reason we dedicated the show, because they keep asking for it.
Absolutely.
But you know what? The guys like it, too, I found out.
I love it. Shannon was so nervous the first time. I had to talk her off the cliff. I was like, come on back. And the second time, she felt a whole lot more comfortable. And I heard that they were talking about a third show.
Well, you know what? I think we will.
I think
so.
And
maybe not just three.
They could do as much as they'd like to.
I don't mind having a Saturday off every now and then.
Nope, not me.
Nope.
Yeah, they did an outstanding job.
They did. You listened good.
I did.
Terrific. And, folks, because Drive Time is pre-recorded, I said Saturday, but we actually record earlier in the week. And because of that, we don't take live calls. But, Desmond, what can they do about it?
They can call your cell phone. I'm going to give it out. Don't call him after 7. But, anyway, his phone number is 480-773-3131. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love your questions. Pick your songs. Whatever you need to talk about, let's talk about it.
Yeah, and a preferred way, by the way, is to go to the website.
I feel like what
Donald Trump did to one of the senators when he was running for president. He gave out the guy's cell phone. Remember that?
That would be funny.
So anyhow, really, folks, even though Desmond did it, it wasn't really as a joke. I gave him permission. Please do feel free to call me. And if you're just a little bit tied up or you don't like to go on the Internet and do stuff, I know some people are more Internet shy than they are phone shy. So go ahead and call me. I'm Tom. And the number again, 480-773-3131. And please honor Desmond's request for my sake, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., or you're going to get voicemail anyhow. We do answer all your messages by email, and the question of the week winner gets a $325 gift package.
It's getting bigger.
It is getting bigger, isn't it? Every week it seems to be growing.
Nice.
And we just have more and more people want to give away something. And, of course, it helps build their business. They get recognition in the gift certificate. So,
yep.
So you can win that prize. You can also win it by sending us a song of the week. Nice. That's the easiest thing in the world. You don't even have to think. You just remember, you know, what was my favorite car or motorcycle song when I was growing up? And we get a lot of great ones, some I never even knew about. What do you hear this week's? I'm going to give you a cliffhanger. I didn't even know it was a song. I thought it was only a commercial.
Oh, wow.
So we'll get to that one later. Anyhow, I know I'm always saying this, but it's true. It's so nice to have sponsors that we can endorse and not just promote. There's so many advertisements on the radio today and on TV, and we're bombarded with them, and we don't know whether to trust them or not. Folks, we have personally vetted these companies. Let me just give you the list of our sponsors. Prescott Tire Pros and Auto Service, they're your hometown favorite for tires and auto care. Louie over there is a terrific guy, a great community guy. Five Star Cars, offering friendly small town service with a stress-free, no-pressure buying experience. And let me tell you, I've been there. I've watched them handle customers. It's more like a tour than it is going on a car lot. Auto Works Service and Repair, where they promise you won't find jerks at Auto Works. I looked and looked. I couldn't find a jerk over there.
Well, John sometimes not. I'm teasing.
John, he loves you, man. He already told us he loves you. Southwest Truck and RV in Prescott Valley, our newest sponsor. And we came up with this motto for you just this week, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
And you want to read it?
Gas or diesel from Kias to Kenworths. We'll keep you rolling with the right job, done right, at the right price.
Yep, and you mean that, too.
Yes.
In fact, I think you said, I guarantee it.
Yes, yep. I did.
Yep, and you will.
And I do.
Yeah. And you can always get juiced up over at Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Prescott Valley. It's in front of the hospital. Mark, I introduced you to them with a beverage this week, the Mango Madness. How'd you like it?
I highly recommend it.
Yep. By the way, I said that wrong. Mango Monsoon.
Okay. Yeah. And I expect a different smoothie every time you visit.
Every time I come on. Well, you won't see much of me then. And, of course, none of this would be possible without Desmond sitting here. Desmond, Prescott Valley Transmissions is your hassle-free zone for car repairs.
Yep.
And Desmond, I think the community owes you a big thank you for putting this show on.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you, Desmond.
And you know, you can always go to DriveTime AZ, click on the sponsor's logo, and it'll take you straight to their website. That's why we don't give out websites so much during the show. You only need to remember one. Mm-hmm. DriveTimeAZ.com, and all the sponsors are there, so you can click on them. And while you're on the website, take a look under Ken's picture for the links for auto car shows, Arizona car shows, and motorcycle riders and events. You'll also find links to podcasts of our previous shows, so you never have to miss one. And that's DriveTimeAZ.com, DriveTimeAZ.com. And speaking of Ken, he's our motorcycle and anything mechanical guru, and he is going to be absent for a few shows, but I do have kind of a great announcement. Ken told me this week that he's running for the Prescott Valley Town Council.
Good luck.
Good luck.
I'm telling you, man.
We need him.
Yes.
Yeah.
He'll do a great job there.
If I lived in Prescott Valley, I would be voting for him. I can tell you, you won't find a guy of higher integrity, will you?
Nope. He is definitely, and his heart's in the right place.
He's so committed. I mean, his role on the show, he's always prepared. And we're all volunteers here.
Yep.
So, Ken, we wish you the best in pursuit of that seat on the Prescott Valley Town Council. So let's take a break right now so we can hear from one of these great sponsors. You know, I always say how great it is to have show sponsors we can endorse. That's why I interview each of our sponsors first. I always ask, why should customers do business with your company rather than a competitor who does essentially the same stuff you do? When I asked Mark Kroll, the owner of Southwest Truck and RV, he said, that's simple. It's because they'll get the right job done right for the right price. Mark explained that the right job is the one that solves the problem. It begins with an accurate diagnosis, and that requires experienced certified technicians with the right equipment to pinpoint the problem. Done right means not just fixing the problem, but fixing the cause of the problem so it stays fixed. When it comes to price, nobody wants to spend a dime on repairs, but the right price is the one that provides the most value. And to add even more value, they back their work with a lifetime nationwide workmanship warranty. Another way I vet a sponsor is to ask other shops what they think of them. When I asked around, other shops told me they've even referred their customers to Southwest Truck and RV when the job called for it. If other shops trust them, you know you can trust Southwest Truck and RV for the right job done right at the right price. Gas or diesel, from Kias to Kenworths, they'll keep you rolling with the right job done right at the right price. Southwest Truck and RV is located on Long Mesa Drive, just 700 yards east of Robert Road in Prescott Valley. Click their logo on DriveTimeAZ.com and tell them you heard about them on DriveTime. So welcome back to the Valley's only automotive talk show. And if you want to save some money on car insurance, you know, last week I mentioned already Angela Smith of Comparian was on, and I encourage you to check out Angela. She is not on our website, so you need to look up Comparian Insurance, Angela Smith. It's actually under Liberty Mutual here locally. Comparian's a subsidiary of Liberty Mutual, but they're a place where you can go and get bids from all kinds of companies, and she'll coach you through it. Also, I need to announce that I'm going to be putting on a safe driver course, AARP safe driving course for AARP. It's coming up, oh man, right around the corner, October 2nd from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. It's going to be held at the Better Business Bureau office over at 213 Grove Avenue in Prescott. And it's pretty reasonable, considering most insurance companies will give you a discount for having completed it. And even though it's done by AARP, you do not have to be a member of AARP to take it, and you don't need to be a senior to take it. It's $20 for members and $25 for non-members. That's pretty reasonable, and you get a really nice book. And everything's updated for the most recent Arizona driving laws, too.
Nice.
So it's a great course. It was a lot to qualify for it. I couldn't believe all the testing and time I had to spend actually learning to instruct that course. So what do you say we get things started with one of our $325 prize packages? for the question of the week. How's that sound, guys?
That sounds good. Let's do it.
All right.
For me, brother.
Okay, so anyone can do this, by the way. It's easy to enter and win. Just go to our website, drivetimeaz.com, and submit your car repair question, or it will even take comments or concerns. It's really that simple, and of course we said you could call me. I'm not giving that number out again. If you didn't write it down the first time, bad on you. So if your entry is selected, you'll win that $325 package from our sponsors. It includes a $25 gift card over at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe that we were just talking about in front of the Dignity Health. And if you go in there, by the way, tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. And they don't just have smoothies. They have sandwiches and wraps, and it's all very tasty. I have my favorites, but I'm not going to talk about them. This week's winner is Chuck from Prescott. I think, Mark, you got the answer for this one, but I'm going to go ahead and read the question, and you can jump in. Chuck says, when I moved up here, my neighbors told me that the pack rats will chew the wires on my vehicle, and it can be very expensive to fix. And Angela talked about that, too. It's so expensive, it qualifies as a comprehensive claim on insurance in some cases.
Absolutely.
So, first of all, Mark, why do they chew wires?
Well, it's more the coating on the wires, and they like the coating, and they also like the fact that they're a little warmer and they're transmitting some electricity or whatever compared to the ambient environment.
Yeah, I'd heard something about when we started becoming more grain conscious, they took some of the ingredients out of the insulation on the wires, and they went to a vegetable base.
Yep, peanut oil.
Peanut oil and or soy.
Soy, and that attracts them, and they like that. Also read somewhere that they sharpen their teeth on the wire itself, that their teeth continue to grow all the time. They have to keep them trimmed.
Yep.
Like a fingernail.
Well, that part's new to me, but given the jobs that I've seen, their teeth are plenty sharp. So,
so you have make a mess. Oh my goodness!
So you guys have seen some of this?
Oh, all the time. I fixed one on Monday from a rat. Chewed up some speed sensors, and the people came in thinking they were going to need a tranny, and it's like, no, we'll have this fixed in an hour. Thankfully, it was just two wires. It only happened over the weekend.
I hope you charge for your knowledge, Desmond.
Absolutely.
So we've got two reasons. I've heard the other is that they just, if they can get the wire into pieces, it becomes part of the nest too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just about everything in the zip code's part of their nest they can get to. And like Desmond, I had a recent deal on an RV that came in, and they chewed up everything. In fact, our shop vac, it has a canister. I bet you it's 5 gallons capacity. And these folks had left their RV sitting for a very long time. And I could send you pictures. It'd be pretty gross. But we took up at least 2 of those 5 gallons with rat droppings.
Oh, my. That is gross. I forgot about that part. Of course, they're going to be around.
I'm just imagining the rodent damage in an RV that sits most of its time.
Yep, it was extensive.
So you have a solution, and as far as I know, and I've been in a lot of shops around here because I interview shops all the time. I go around just comparison, see how my sponsorship team stacks up against the rest. And there's only 2 other places besides you that I know of that handles this product. It's called Ritterat. Tell us about Ritterat.
Ritterat is a device that you can either attach to your car battery, and there's not much concern about the draw. It's not going to run your battery down. Or for long uses where it's far away from the car battery, you can get a battery-operated one.
It uses the pen light batteries, right?
9-volt.
9-volt battery, okay.
And it emits a sound. And it also has like a strobe. And the sound, I guess, is unpleasant to rats. I can barely hear it when it's on, so
you can hear it,
dog whistle. But more importantly, the light, rats don't have good depth perception. So when they see a shadow, they can't differentiate between something that is one-dimensional and something that's three-dimensional, so they assume it's a predator. And that's why a lot of people put strobe lights or some type of lighting around their parking lot if they're parking it outside.
Well, it kind of works like a strobe light, too. It blinks intermittently. And
it's also an Arizona company that makes them. They're made in Cave Creek, Arizona.
And I heard it was developed by some sort of a high-tech engineer, too, that was retired.
Yep.
And he was having pack rat issues and was looking for an answer.
Yep, and he's Chuck, the owner of Ritterat now.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, there you go, Chuck. There's your answer. And if you want to get your problem taken care of, go in and see Mark. And, Mark, we were talking. I hope I'm not out of school. But you said it was about $79 to get one and have it installed.
Yes.
Both. And then you do an inspection to see if there's any damage or anything before you even put it in.
Yeah, because it wouldn't make sense to close the barn door after the horse has already left, at least without notifying the customer that the horse is gone. So we'd take a look at that as well, and that's included in the $79 price.
Okay. And you actually, I think you mentioned, correct me if I'm wrong, that you probably don't touch anything for a specific repair without checking the whole vehicle over, because you want to fix the cause too, right?
Exactly. We're not going to throw parts at stuff. We're not going to just take a quick scan and say this is what you need. Spend a lot of money on scan tools, miscellaneous equipment, and most importantly, personnel. And there's no if it's a basic review of the car, there's no charge for that.
Terrific. Guys, we got to take a quick break here for another one of those endorsements. So, folks, listen to this and go see. I'm not even sure who it is that we're going to be hearing from, but go see them.
You know the old adage, it seems too good to be true, and it probably is. Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service turns that old adage upside down. Until I met Louie and Angel, the owners of Prescott Tire Pros, I had heard their commercials on the radio, and I wondered if they were just another company that overpromises and underdelivers. Well, the time came when I needed some help with my mysterious vibration and clicking noise in my car. I had it checked out by a couple other shops, but they couldn't or wouldn't figure it out. And then someone I trusted told me to take it to Louie. Boy, was I glad my friend recommended them. They spent nearly an hour checking, testing, getting to the bottom of my problem, and when it turned out to be something they don't work on, they told me who to take it to for repairs. The amazing thing is they wouldn't take a dime for figuring it out for me. They said, just remember us next time and tell your friends about us. Little did I know back then that I'd be hosting a radio show a few years later, but here I am and I'm telling you about Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. I'm not telling you about them just because they're one of our sponsors. I've told a lot of my friends about them. I'm telling you about them because you can trust them. You know, they do a lot for the community, too. They're always helping veterans and other deserving individuals. They're simply fine, fine people, and I'm proud that they're one of the sponsors, and most of all, that they're my friends. By the way, they don't just sell tires. They're a full-service automotive center. If it's part of your vehicle, they most likely can service it, fix it, or replace it. And if it's something they don't work on, they'll tell you who you can trust to do it right. All their tires and repairs are covered nationwide with a written warranty that's second to none. The next time you need tires or anything automotive, do yourself a favor and take it to Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. They're at 1635 Iron Springs Road next to Waters Garden Center. Or go to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and click on the Prescott Tire Pros logo. It'll take you straight to their website.
So thanks to Louie over there at Prescott Tire Pros. I think they're a terrific crew.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Mark, let's get into your interview. Well, actually, I want to involve Desmond in this, too, because you guys have so much in common. You're both a part of a management, well, not management training, but a whole shop
ownership
culture
training.
Ownership program. You're involved in it. John Lonis is involved in it. Southwest Truck and RV are all involved in it. And that says a lot about them, because you guys are sort of, you guys set the bar for the rest of the industry here in town. So tell us a little bit about Shop Fix. That's the name of it, Shop Fix Academy, right?
Yep. Yep. Aaron Stokes is amazing. Their model is fix the owner, fix the shop. I started with them. I had a business partner, Terry, and I've always been a technician. And Terry had always ran the front, so I didn't know anything about business, the numbers and yada yada taxes. And so I joined them to learn about that. And along the way, it's just been eye-opening. You know, the stuff that they teach us, it's just take care of the customer. Take care of the customer. Take care of your staff. The rest is going to work out. And then that's when I met you, and it all just comes together, making it hassle-free to come into my shop. I want to make it as easy and painless as possible for somebody to come visit me. I've taken my cars in for repair. It's a painful process. I don't enjoy it.
May I interrupt you a second?
Yes.
You're still in the business, and you find it painful.
Absolutely.
I was in the business for 30-plus years, had my own chain of shops. What a transition. What an eye-popping experience it was the first time I was now
the customer.
A consumer. Ugh. I'm not even close. I mean, I'm even in a different state than where I had my business. It's like, wow, do I know now what these people are going through, having been on both sides of the counter, so to speak, right? And so, Mark, do you think it'd be off the wall for me to say if someone's not happy with their current service provider to tell them about ShopFix, tell that service provider about ShopFix, or should we just have them hop over to you guys instead?
Well, I'd prefer you have them hop over to us. Like Desmond said, I couldn't be happier with my ShopFix signing them on. We just returned from an annual conference, and I was blown away. To give you an idea, one of the key speakers was Mike Rowe.
Mike Rowe,
yeah,
from Dirty Jobs.
Exactly. Absolutely.
He is a fascinating guy, isn't he?
He really is.
The one before that, the gentleman, I forget his name, I've drawn a blank, the money guy.
Dave Ramsey.
Oh, boy, absolutely. He gets high-end stuff.
Yes.
No wonder he's never called me, because I wouldn't charge him enough.
it's good information. We get to learn from the best of the best. And the more important thing, we're part of an organization. I think there's 1,600 shops now across the country. And so I got 1,600 other people giving me input and advice. And
it's like a brain trust.
Absolutely. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I want to take a second and thank Desmond and pat him on the back. It'd be easy. He's the one that showed me ShopFix. And it'd be easy to think, hey, this guy's a competitor of mine a little bit, and you know, I don't want to give him a leg up to follow on your conversation. Desmond didn't look at it that way, and I'm very grateful for that.
But they teach you not to look at it that way, don't they? That if you can raise the bar for the whole industry, it's good for the whole industry.
That's my job. My job is to change my industry, and I take it very serious. I take it very personal. I grew up in this industry, and the things that I've seen and the things that have happened, it's disgusting. I don't want that. I will never put up with that in my shop. I want a pleasant, nice experience. I want my customers to be so thankful that they tell their friends and family. I will never go the other way. My job is to raise the bar across the board.
And that's a good thing. I mean, it's good for everybody. It's especially good for our consumers.
Yes.
You know? So, Mark, I get in your slogan, gas or diesel, from Kias to Kenworths, we'll keep you rolling. But can you explain the right job done right at the right price? Can we talk about that a little bit?
Of course. The right job is making sure that we, through pinpoint diagnosis with advanced scanning tools, and they ought to be advanced because I set up some heavy-duty scanning tools, and given what they charge me for them, it ought to be advanced. More importantly, personnel that have experience and training that know how to use them.
So they're doing the right job because they diagnose it right to begin
exactly.
with.
Exactly. So you got to do that.
Desmond, you always say that there's nothing worse than
the wrong repair. Getting the repair you didn't need.
Getting the repair you didn't need or didn't fix the problem, right?
Yep.
And that's what doing the that's what you mean by the right job is
exactly. Through the diagnosis, we're going to and some other approaches, just good old know-how. We're going to determine the cause of the problem, just the symptoms.
So that's part of done right, then.
Exactly.
Right? Okay. So the done right part has to do with not just fixing, not like a guy has a brain tumor and the doctor says take an aspirin, his headache goes away, but he dies with the brain tumor, right? So go ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I try to be cute sometimes.
There you
it
go.
Sounds better inside my head than it does when it comes out.
As far as being cute like me, you have a face for radio. So
thank you
go.
So much.
At the right price, we're competitively priced. And we have a warranty that we're going to take care of you for a very long time, and we'll a little bit more about that later.
Okay.
So that's basically it. The right job done right at the right price.
Okay, and the right price doesn't mean the cheapest, does it?
In my experience, I'll put it this way. The bitter taste of poor quality endures long after the sweet taste of low price is forgotten.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Powerful.
Yep.
What is it you say in one of your commercials? I think you quote Warren Buffett. The price is what you pay, but value is what you get.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always thought he left off part. I think what he left off is value is what you get or not. Because sometimes you don't get value.
Well, I mean, there's nothing worse. I've taken my cars in to get repairs, and they're not right. And it's like, and then you get to pay again. It's, wait a minute. Why?
Kind of like going to the doctor. Well, let's try this. Oh, that didn't work. Oh, come on back. Here's my bill. We'll do it again.
Yep.
Over and over, right?
And that rarely is sometimes the intersection of best value and low price. That's the intersection, but more often it's not.
So what is your favorite thing to work on at your shop?
Our favorite thing to work on at the shop, I would say heavy-duty trucks.
Is it just because they're big and fun? Like you're a little little boy playing in the sandbox?
We do Kias to Kenworths, and we also do, along the heavy-duty line, we do diesel pushers, whatever. And sometimes the engine and drivetrain for a diesel pusher is very similar to the engine and drivetrain of a box truck or a dump truck.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference being that there's a lot more room to work if you're not jammed into the back of a diesel pusher.
It's like the difference between looking under the hood of a 65 Mustang and looking under the hood of a 2022 Mustang.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't even see the engine today.
So that would be probably in a more general sense, the chance to fill a need, earn a customer, hopefully long term. I'm a big believer in customers for life, and in such a way that when I see them on the street in a small town like Prescott or Prescott Valley, I can look them in the eye and know I did my best.
Nice. How long have you been in town?
Moved here. I found Prescott 25 years ago, and I loved it. I came here camping with my best buddy, and he must have liked it too because him and his wife moved here, and sadly, shortly after he moved, he got a brain tumor and passed away about 9 months after that.
Nice.
And I stayed in touch, arranged a memorial service here in Prescott and here and back in Indiana where we came from. And long story short, I stayed in touch with his wife, and now she's my wife. And we moved here a little over 20 years ago.
Where were you in Indiana?
Indianapolis.
That's not too far from Jasper, is it?
No, and I've been to Jasper.
Yeah, well, I know you even sell their products.
Yes, I do.
Jasper Transmissions and Engines.
Exactly. So.
Yeah. So also, it's not too far from Pennsylvania.
Right, and I'm a Pennsylvania boy, and consequently, I'm a Steeler fan. The options in Pittsburgh, you're a Steeler fan or you're moving.
You know, with that said, we're sitting here in Cardinalville. I'm going to take a break just so we can forget that you said that.
I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars. As the guy in the insurance ad says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. And I know this about five-star cars. They're truly a premier used car dealership. Before I asked them to be one of our sponsors, I visited the dealership to see how they treated people. I was favorably impressed. The owner, Bruce Wallace, says they're a stress-free dealership, and he means it. Five-star cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. They keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles, constantly adding new inventory. But they won't just put any car on the lot. Every vehicle they sell goes through a comprehensive inspection process to make sure the vehicle meets their strict standards. Then they service, repair, test drive, and detail each vehicle, and they add a 30-day, 1,000-mile warranty just to prove they're providing the best pre-owned vehicles available. Plus, they won't sell a car unless they can confirm its history. In fact, they post the Carfax report on the window of every car on the lot. Trade-ins are always welcome. They'll also buy your used vehicle for cash. Let me tell you, selling your car to them makes it a lot easier than taking the risk of trying to do it yourself with all those weirdos out there trying to scam private party sellers. Five Star Cars owner Bruce Wallace says, I've been around this town a long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. I can't recall ever seeing a used car dealership with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau rating. And the customer reviews on their website validate that the BBB A-plus rating is deserved. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure you give Five Star Cars a call or do what I did. Drop by for a visit. Five Star Cars is in Prescott Valley at 8057 East Yavapai Road. Contact Five Star Cars by going to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com. Click on the Five Star Cars logo. It'll take you straight to their website. Tell them Drive Time sent you.
So you can't go wrong going over there to Five Star Cars, folks.
Nope.
Bruce is just, he's a prince of a guy.
I'm going to be finding out real soon. I got to buy new loaner cars. One of ours got totaled. So we're supposed to be settling with the insurance company this week, and I got to go buy two replacements. So.
We know Bruce might not appreciate me saying this because it makes more work for him.
Uh-huh.
And he likes to work in his jammies buying cars, you know. He said that on the air, by the way. He buys cars in his jammies online. But anyhow, he was telling me that sometimes in the right conditions or right circumstances, and you'd be one of those examples, he'll actually shop for a specific type of car for you.
I'll go talk to him.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing for him to do because loaner cars need to be sort of a certain value and –
Absolutely.
And type, actually.
Yep. And they got to be in great shape. I mean, I can't put customers on a car that's going to break down.
Yeah. So, Mark, we were talking earlier this week not only about your past. Well, it's still your past, but it's crept into your present. You were part of a big company that went public.
Yes.
And it was automotive related, too. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the name of the company is Heritage Crystal Clean, and I started with Crystal Clean in 1990. The company was founded in 87, I believe. And we had customers ranging from auto shops. They provide parts cleaning services, oil reclamation, waste removal like oil filters, that kind of stuff, maybe spent fuel. And on the other end of the line, there was customers like United States Steel, Boeing, General Motors, and I handled the sales effort and the negotiations with the large corporations. Some people from a competitor named Safety Clean bought in ex-executives of Safety Clean, and that was in 99. We took it public in 2008, and everybody had a nice payday. And right now it's in the process of being a reacquired, if you will, and going private. A private equity firm bought it, and it's kind of fun because my stock went up 30% in the last 3 months. So
that's exciting. So you hung on to some of your stock. And
yes.
But I don't mean this facetiously, even though it's going to come across that way. I mean it sincerely. Were it not for that happening, when you guys went public and you had a nice payday, you wouldn't have been able to get freed up to be what you are today, which is the owner of one of the most needed services in town, the truck and RV service.
Well, thank you for that. And that segues. We had twins shortly after we got married and moved here. We had twins, and that job that I had required a lot of moving. And in 2015, the wife said, "No, Moss, these twins are getting too hard to handle." So I gave notice, parted amicably. It was all good. In fact, I'm still in touch with a lot of the folks there. I was afraid I wouldn't be busy, so I set up a couple businesses. One was land development. I built a log cabin and on some land I had in Paulden. And another was RV rental business. That's kind of how I got into this business. I used to bring my RVs into Sun Valley Diesel, as it was called before I acquired it. And I enjoyed visiting with Don Otto. I'd come in there, and he'd make me walk his dog, or we'd sit there and chew the fat. And right around this time in 2020, I take one of my RVs in and make my way back to Don's office, and he said, "Mark, I got stage 4 cancer, and with this COVID, I can't get anywhere near you." And sure enough, he passed away in January of 21. I stayed engaged with his widow and eventually acquired the business a little over 2 years ago, September of 21.
I don't want that word to fall inappropriately. Engaged with his widow. You meant stayed in contact.
Stayed in contact. Yeah, it looks like that's my specialty, given the fact who my wife is. Well, thank you for the clarification.
Yeah, I didn't want you to have trouble at home.
No. Sadly, Mona, his widow, passed away a few months after Don, and little did I know that they were both World Series of Poker players, so I'm not sure I got the best of that negotiation.
I would never want to buy anything from a poker player, that's especially a World Series level. Wow.
Don did pass fast. It was sad.
He did, yeah. It was, I don't know, 2-3 months.
Yep. I apologize for the gap.
Well, yeah, you look like you were going to ask a question. We'll leave that gap in. That was kind of fun, actually. A moment of silence. Okay, so that's how you bought the shop. Where do you want to take the shop? Where do you see it going?
Well, we want to provide a needed service in quality fashion at a fair price, along the lines of the right job at the done right at the right price. We want to build long-term relationships with our clients. One of the things I really love about Prescott and Prescott Valley and surrounding areas is small town. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows everybody. But there's two sides to that coin. Because everybody knows everybody, if you don't treat people fairly, bad news travels a lot faster than good news. Mm-hmm. So I want to take care of them. I think we need a heavy-duty shop in this market. The alternatives are Camp Verde, Flagstaff, or of course the Valley. And I think we have the most well-equipped.
Yeah, most of them are near or on interstates, right?
Right,
so
right.
We're out here. There's no interstate nearby. How do you drag those in?
I got an advertising whiz that I hired recently, and how you drag them in is do the right job at the right price.
Okay.
done right. That's how you do it. And reputation will carry the day. And some advertising, whatever. But advertising's only as good as the product once you get or service.
A true statement. You know, and the truckers talk among themselves.
Yes,
right?
They do.
I think they still, some probably still use CBs, but they're probably on cell phones now more than anything.
I would guess.
Yeah. So to your point, our industry has a real challenge when it comes to marketing. We sell something nobody wants, even when they need it.
Yep.
And they don't know who they can trust.
Yep.
And trust doesn't come from advertising.
No.
Where does trust come from?
That relationship, that interaction with the customer, being transparent.
The reputation.
Absolutely. The reviews. People leaving reviews. That's the new word of mouth. That's the 20th century's word of mouth.
Word of mouth. Yeah, referrals. Yep.
Yep. But being transparent, being open and honest and upfront with people, go figure. Be honest.
Well, I made a note here. I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but I think that we often will score more reputation points by the way we handle mess-ups than the way we handle if everything went perfectly smooth each time. You know,
yep.
How does that go? And I know that I've counseled both of you guys about long-term warranties.
Yep.
And that gives you that opportunity to resolve a problem way down the road beyond what most places would ever warranty something for. You've still got some warranty left. Even though it's prorated, mm-hmm. there's warranty left. There's no reason for somebody to go anywhere else.
Yep. And I think it helps put people's minds at ease to know that's the kind of quality that we're doing, that to give that long-term warranty like that, I think it makes them feel a little bit better, feel a little more comfortable. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And
matters to
I'm going
me.
To use the word because it's in the written warranty. It's a lifetime workmanship warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you guys are going to, and it's nationwide, you guys are going to be there. It's like you're riding in the trunk of their car with them. And you're always handy in the event something goes wrong. And so, I mean, it's, and what does that say? Like you say, your confidence, but how about your reputation and how, I remember seeing a company that said, our reputation is our warranty. And I thought, well, that's a clever way of saying something, but this is a company in Washington, but they meant it. They walked it.
Nice.
Their reputation was on the line every time you contacted them. They were a terrific company.
You know, it's easy to smile and take somebody's money. It's not nearly as easy as something went wrong. And you've got to stand up and help these people out, take care of business quickly, mm-hmm. get them, you know, get their issues solved as fast as humanly possible.
I've heard
that's
you both
when the
say,
challenge comes.
I've heard you both say that a warranty takes priority over everything else in the shop.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
They go right to the front of the
and
line.
A lot of places you get bumped to the back of the line.
Yeah, the key to any relationship, whether it's business or personal, is what happens when the train's in the ditch a little bit. Do we stand, start putting fingers at each other or become defensive and say, well, yeah, if I take care of this guy's warranty, how's it going to affect my bottom line? And my view is it'll probably negatively impact your bottom line that particular month. But how much money do you make off customers that
don't go away? Yeah, yeah. So I call what you just said, fix the problem, don't fix the blame.
Right, exactly. Yep. Couldn't say it better.
Okay, and I'm going to be in trouble now with Gregory because I missed that last break. Let's take that break now.
You know how I'm always bragging about how we have great sponsors on our show? And we really do. But the true test of any company is what other people say about them. AutoWorks Service and Repair in Prescott Valley is one of those rare car repair shops that's grown on the strength of referrals from their happy customers. But don't take my word for it. Check out their reviews and testimonials on Google. So what makes AutoWorks different from the other repair shops? Well, it all starts at the top. The owners, John and Brianna Alonis, care about people, and it shows. They have a customer-first company culture. John says AutoWorks' secret sauce is their team. He says when you get bad service at a restaurant, you can bet those restaurant employees aren't happy with their jobs. Great customer service comes from a team that loves their jobs, loves their company, and loves serving their customers. While the AutoWorks team works to support one another by treating each other with respect and raising the bar by helping each other do their jobs better. They even have two employees who are dedicated solely to quality assurance. It's like they're your advocates, double-checking each job to make sure it's done to perfection. They do all the nitpicking for you to make sure your car is working right, looks clean, and smells good when you pick it up. AutoWorks makes it easy to do business with them by prioritizing and scheduling work according to your schedule. Free loaner cars? You bet. And they warranty their work for 3 years or 36,000 miles. Creature comforts? How about a clean, comfortable waiting room stocked with free snacks and beverages for you and your dog, too? With proper maintenance and care, your vehicle can provide years and tons of miles of worry-free driving. Sometimes it takes a few visits to catch up on repairs and maintenance, but by prioritizing work to match your budget, AutoWorks will put your car in safe, reliable condition. Catching problems early is the best way to save money, so don't delay. Trust your car to AutoWorks. They'll take the pain out of car repairs. They're located in Prescott Valley in the big yellow building next to Tractor Supply Company on the south side of Highway 69. Or you can visit their website, AutoWorksServiceAndRepair.com. And remember, you won't find jerks at AutoWorks. Find AutoWorks or any of our sponsors on our website, DriveTimeAZ.com. That's DriveTimeAZ.com. And tell them you heard about them on DriveTime.
Okay, and by the way, John will be in next week. He's our co-host next week. So John from AutoWorks will be here.
Nice.
And Desmond, we were talking about mess-ups being an opportunity to really build your reputation by fixing mess-ups.
Absolutely.
Do you have a story you could share with us?
We all got a war story. So we had a lady, Mazda, and we rebuilt her transmission. And came back a month or so later and had an issue with it, and we fixed it, and she came back a couple weeks later with an issue, and we found a bad heat exchanger. Nothing to do with the transmission, but it's part of our procedures that should have been checked. We finally got everything fixed, pulled her transmission back out again for the third time to go through it, and we did it all with a smile. Finally got everything correct on her car, gave it to her. She was blown away that we would go through this, all this trouble. She ended up giving me a 5-star review, and it was a bittersweet 5-star review. They went after it time and time and time and time again, but they got it right. And I'm just like, so it was both good and bad. But I'll tell you what, she sends her friends, sends her family. Like I said, it's easy to smile and take their money.
What's her name?
Oh.
It's not the lady that does the review on your commercial, is it?
One of them, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, I mean, it all came out good at the end. But it's what matters is really how you stand up and you take care of it. I wish this was an exact science. I wish the machines actually said, oh, change this part and your problems go away. The diagnostic equipment, they're just compasses. They point us in a direction. And these new cars, our technicians have got to be part computer programmers and understand computer lingo to work on today's cars.
Well, I think we need to use the senses, you know, the sense of feel. I feel the problem, sight, see the problem,
yep.
Hear the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a smell situation, smell the problem, and then we've got to use that sort of fifth sense of intuition.
Yep.
So
we don't have to taste the tranny fluid?
Well, it's funny. I heard Urban say taste the
ATF plus four
fluid.
Is my favorite.
I tell you what, back in the old days, guys used to taste transmission fluid. They could tell if it was burnt clutches or burnt bands or burnt metal.
Yep.
You know, I can tell by the smell, actually, yep. After
I tell
a while.
The smell.
Yeah.
I can go, oh, that's a, ooh, that's a
burger.
Yeah. We have a different, but not more complicated way now. We do test of the color and the acidity and that kind of stuff. Not necessarily transmission fluid, but other fluids, and we can see.
And you can even send it out and have it analyzed,
exactly.
Too, right? Yeah, especially you're in the big rigs.
Yeah, so.
Actually, before you came on the show, I don't mean today, but before you became a sponsor, Bennett Oil was one of our sponsors, and that was one of the topics we talked about, was sending oils out for analysis and antifreeze, too, and stuff
yep.
like that.
Exactly.
And they said mainly in the big rigs is where
we do that. Fairly often.
Well, the big rigs, you're talking about big money. Those engines are,
Yeah.
Could choke a horse. So you want to know what's going on with those
guys.
Well,
nothing's cheap on a car anymore.
No.
Really?
They're not.
From Kias to Kenworths.
There you go.
Okay, so let's go ahead and take a break here real quick. Oh, maybe before we do that, Greg, I want to mention that Ken, I mentioned earlier, he's not here today. So just go to the website, drivetimeaz.com, drivetimeaz.com, and click under Ken's picture, and that's where you'll get the car show lowdown in terms of car shows, motorcycle rides, and events are on links under Ken's picture. They're always there 24/7, so you don't have to always wait to find out what Ken has to say.
Awesome.
So let's go to that last break, and we'll wrap her up.
What's something you don't want, even if you need it? Give up? Nobody wants car repairs, even if you need them. They're expensive, they take too long, they're confusing, and who do you trust? Car repairs are a hassle.
Hi, I'm Desmond. My wife Shannon and I have made Prescott Valley Transmissions a hassle-free zone by eliminating car repair hassles. For example, you'll get hassle-free service with same-day appointments, free loaner cards, free test drives, and our clean, good-smelling waiting room. Did you know that over half the vehicles that come to Prescott Valley Transmissions don't need major repairs? Simple things like air, fuel filters, electrical sensors, and even a bad batch of gas can cause symptoms that feel catastrophic. So if your check engine light is on or something's feeling a little wonky, don't wait. Catch problems early and save money. Don't drive a small problem into a big one. Stop by our shop and see for yourself or read about our hassle-free pledge on PrescottValleyTransmissions.com. Prescott Valley Transmissions, we're your hassle-free zone for car repairs.
Well, I tell you what, that was we finally got one of your commercials in, Desmond.
Yay.
That's a hip, hip hooray.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? I can't believe it's already time to announce the winner of the Drive Time Song of the Week contest. And the reason I know that's the case is because we're down to the end of the show, and that's how we go out on every show. We play somebody's song that they've nominated, and we select that song and give a little story about it. So you submit your favorite car song or motorcycle song, too. We've had a couple of those. And include, if you can, a funny story or some sort of sentimental reason why you like it. And if we pick your song, you'll get that $325 gift card package that includes a $25 gift card over at the Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the place we all love. We've all been there and we love it. It's good food, good refreshment, all kinds of neat, tasty goodies. My favorite's the peanut butter cup with chocolate and banana. Sometimes I'll leave the banana out, but I love anything with chocolate and peanut butter in it. Give them a try. Tell them we sent you. So this week's winner is Bobby from Prescott Lakes. Bobby is actually a neighbor of mine, and she flagged me down. And she said, "Hey, Tom, I got a song for you." Okay. I was out walking the dog, and she says, "Why don't you play See the USA and Your Chevrolet by Dinah Shore?" And her point was that that song made Chevy the number one selling car in the 50s.
Wow.
And I always thought it was a commercial. See the USA and Your Chevrolet. Desmond, you're too young to ever even know what this song is, probably.
Yeah, I've never heard this one.
Are you old enough, Mark, to remember that song, Dinah Shore?
Yeah, I have socks still paired up that are older than Desmond. So, yes, I'm familiar with the song.
So I always thought it was a marketing jingle, but as I researched it, it actually was a song. There's some trivia for you. And so enjoy the song and your prizes, Bobby.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. See it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north,
near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, where fields of golden wheat pass in review. Whether traveling lighter with a load that's heavy, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Be sure to tune in again next week when we'll be back with another special guest, and John Lonis will be joining us as well from AutoWorks. Tell your friends about the show every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. And don't forget to visit our website, drivetimeaz.com, for more information and to listen to our podcast of previous shows. Until next time, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have.
It's Drive Time.